or exactly when they did. They seemed superimposed on the world, as if they had been drawn first and the artist did not have much time to paint in the reality behind them. They waited for a while.
"Well, this is jolly unsatisfactory," said Hilda, soprano. "They ought to be here. They do know they're dead, don't they?"
"We haven't come to the wrong place, have we?"
said Gertrude, mezzo-soprano.
"Ladies, if you'd be so kind to dismount—"
They turned. The seventh Valkyrie had drawn her sword and was smiling at them.
"What cheek! Here, you're not Grimhilda."
"No, but I think I could probably beat all six of you," said Vina, tossing aside the helmet. "I shoved her in the privy with one hand. It would be better if you simply dismounted."
"Better? Better than what?"
Mrs. McGarry sighed.
"This,"
she said. The snow erupted old men.
"Evening, miss," said Cohen, grabbing Hilda's bridle. "Now, are you going to do like she says, or shall I get my friend Truckle here to ask you? Only he's a bit uncivil."
"How dare you?"
"I'll dare anything, miss. Now get off or I'll push her off."
"Well, really?"
"Excuse me, I say excuse me," said Gertrude. "Are you dead?"
"Are we dead, Willie?"
"We ought to be dead, but I don't feel dead."
"I ain't dead!" roared Mad Hamish. "I'll knock any man down as tells me I'm dead."
"There's an offer you can't refuse," said Cohen, swinging himself onto Hilda's horse. "Saddle up, boys."
"But excuse me,"
said Gertrude, who was one of those people afflicted with terminal politeness.
"We were supposed to take you to the great halls of the slain. There's mead and roast pork and fighting in between courses, just for you. That's what you wanted. They laid it on just for you."
"Yeah? Well, thanks all the same, but we ain't going," said Cohen.
"But that's where dead heroes have got to go."
"I don't remember signing anything," said Cohen.
He looked up at the sky. The sun had set, and the first stars were coming out. Every one was a world, eh?
"You still not joining us, Mrs. McGarry?" he said.
"Not yet, boys," Vina smiled. "Not quite ready, I think. There'll come a time."
"Fair enough, fair enough. We'll be going in. Got a lot to do. But—"
Mrs. McGarry looked across the snowfield. The wind had blown the snow over shapes. Here a sword hilt projected from a drift. There a sandal was just visible.
"Are you dead or not?" she said.
Cohen scanned the snow.
"Well, the way I see it, we don't think we are, so why should we care what anyone else thinks? We never have. Ready, Hamish? Then follow me, boys!"
Vina watched as the Valkyries, squabbling amongst themselves, made their way back to the mountain. Then she waited. She had a feeling that there would be something to wait for. After a while she heard another horse whinny.
"Are you collecting?"
she said, and turned to look at the mounted figure.
"That is something about which I do not propose to enlighten you," said Death.
"But you are here," said Vina, although now she felt a lot more like Mrs. McGarry again. Vina would probably have killed a few of the horsewomen just to make sure the others paid attention, but they'd all looked so young.
"I am, of course, everywhere."
Mrs. McGarry looked up at the stars.
"In the olden days," she said, "when a hero had been really heroic, the gods would put them up in the stars."
"The heavens change," said Death.
"What today looks like a mighty hunter may look like a teacup in 100 years' time."
"That doesn't seem fair."
"No one ever said it had to be. But there are other stars."
At the base of the mountain, at Vina's camp, Harry got the fire going again while the minstrels sat and picked out notes.
I want you to listen to this," he said after a while, and played something.
It went on, it seemed to evil Harry, for a lifetime. He wiped away a tear as the last notes died away.
"I've got to do some more work on it," said the minstrel in a faraway voice. "But will it do?"
"You asking me, will it do?" said evil Harry. "You're telling me you think you could make it even better?"
"Yes."
"Well, it's not like a real saga," said evil Harry hoarsely. "It's got a tune. You could whistle it, even. Well, hum it. I mean, it even sounds like them. Like they'd sound if they was music."
"Good."
"It's wonderful,"